morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today's program features Ravel, a little jazz, and some new offerings from pianist William Levine. We're going to start, though, with some music by Ravel. His Pavane for a Dead Princess was written for solo piano back in 1899 when he was studying composition at the Conservatory of Paris under Gabriel Fauré. Now, Ravel later published an orchestrated version of the Pavane in 1910. He describes the piece as an evocation of a pavane that a little princess might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court. Now, that pavane being a slow processional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. This morning, we're going to hear a performance by Pierre Monteux. He's joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra.
What a lovely way to start a Sunday morning. That was Pierre Monteux and the London Symphony Orchestra with Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I always enjoy experiencing new music. And the latest this morning comes from William Levine. He was born in Sudbury, Ontario, having studied both at the Cabrian College as well as the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, and is a triple threat. He's a singer, pianist, and composer. We'll be hearing three short pieces for piano from his disc, Awakening. Here is William Levine.
Thank you.
William Levine and three short pieces for piano from his disc Awakening. And I'm always in the search for new music. I'm a little old school, but you can send a disc to CITR Radio, care of Classical Chaos. Just check us out for the information on CITR.ca.
CITR, Mantra Radio, Enchant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is my favorite time of the morning. It's oboe music time. This morning's selection is from a disc called Sweet Melancholy, and it features many composers from the 20th century. Now, I've chosen a work that's very difficult technically for the instrument, but it's also stunningly beautiful. It's Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid for solo oboe. It was written back in 1951, and it intended to evoke the images of the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. Now, the piece was dedicated to oboist Joy Botten. She gave the first performance at the Aldenborough Festival on the 14th of June, specifically back in 1951. But this morning we have a phenomenal performance by oboist Jeremy Palmier.
Thank you.
A technical feat, that was oboist Jeremy Palmier and Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid.
On August 18th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Second Beach at Stanley Park, world-renowned Catan leaders and artists combining music with mantras and chants will perform a free outdoor concert. There'll be vegan and vegetarian food prepared on-site in an outdoor shopping bazaar with vendors selling handmade vegan arts, crafts, clothing, and accessories from around the globe. Proceeds of all sales will go to Food for Life, a nonprofit organization that supplies nourishing vegetarian meals to the Vancouver downtown east side. Catan Vancouver, absorb the sound, ignite your soul. For more information, check catanvancouver.com.
You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by George Fiali. Now, he wears multiple hats. He's a composer, organist, pianist, and get this, a radio producer. Fiala was born in Kiev back in 1922. He wrote over 200 compositions, including five symphonies, concertos, orchestral works, as well as lots of chamber music. This morning, we're going to be hearing the beautiful adagio from his concerto cantata, which he premiered back in 1987 at Roy Thompson Hall. Now, of the adagio, he says, "I use the lyric song about the sad fate of a seagull losing her young to heartless strangers, and that being an allegory to the tragic history of the Ukraine." Let's listen to the adagio. The middle movement, the Adagio from Fiala's Concerto Cantata, with the Canadian-Ukraine Opera Chorus, with Christina Quilco on piano, and the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra. And here's a little Dave Brubeck on a Sunday morning. This is inspired by Bach. It's his quintet sonata. Violinist Andrew Dawes, Richard Bryce on viola, Daniel Rothmuller on cello, Gerhard Rauter on oboe, and Constance Emmerich on piano. That was Dave Brubeck's Quintet Sonata. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And just a note, Music Fest is on in our great city until the 19th. Lots of great classical, world, and jazz options. You can get all the full details at musicfestvancouver.ca. And I'm going to leave you now, before we listen to the incredible Worku with Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio, with a taste of what you can experience at Music Fest. This is coming up at the Vogue on the 14th. It's got big brass, fiddles, and fun. From Quebec, here's La Bottine Souriante and more.
La lumière vient éclairer mon chevet. Je commence ma carrière à visiter mon buffet. À chaque mets que je touche, je me crois l'égal de Dieu. Mais ceux qui épargnent ma bouche sont dévorés par mes yeux. Coupable pour l'ami de la gaieté. On boit quand on est malade et on mange en bonne santé. Quand mon plaisir m'entraîne, je me permets de lutter. Assis la bouche pleine sur les débris d'importés. Quand je dîne, me semble un être divin qui, au fond de sa cuisine, gouverne le genre humain. Qui, si bas, on le contemple comme un ministre du ciel. Que la cuisine est un temple dont les fourneaux sont l'autel. Lorsque je rentre chez le traiteur du quartier, je veux toujours que mon ventre s'y présente le premier. Un jour le mets qu'on m'apporte saura si bien me rondir qu'à moins d'élargir la porte, je ne pourrai plus sortir. Que la mort me frappe au milieu d'un grand repos. Qu'on m'enterre sous la nappe entre quatre larges plots. Et que sur ma tombe on mette cette très douce inscription. Si j'ai le premier pas